Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, friends. Welcome to the podcast. It's Wednesday. This is You Up, the podcast. I don't know why I say that. You know what you're listening to. I'm Nikki Glaser. I don't always say that. You know you're listening to me. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Thanks for all your feedback on yesterday's episode. It was so nice to hear. Many of you agree with me that Andrew Collins' tone indeed was elevated and triggering. And then a lot of you were on Andrew's side. And so I want to get to all of that. Here with me again today because, like, why the hell not? I love talking to him. I love having him on the show, even though it becomes antagonistic at times between the two of us. It's just better to do a podcast with him than solo most days. And today's one of those days. It's Andrew Collin. Hey, Andrew.
Of your fans, I'm coming off already hot. I apologize, but I brought it down. I didn't go all the way up.
You look fine. I mean, I wouldn't say hot. Oh, okay.
I am a little, whatever. So your fans are going to agree. Whenever you put out a poll, you got to put it on a curve, a Nikki curve, mm-hmm. because 30% of your fans want me dead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
20% are just going to go with you no matter what.
So I agree. It's not fair to ask, but I did get some feedback that there was this one that I screenshotted and I want to read it. If you didn't hear yesterday's episode, let me just catch you up that Andrew sometimes does this thing. And let me just describe the tone for you. I'll be like saying something and Andrew will go,
but you do this, Nikki.
Like, it's like this, we determined yesterday, it's the same noise we make before. It's the same. I don't know why I don't get triggered when you say jackpot, but I don't. Okay. So someone said to me, as for his tone, okay, she said a bunch of other stuff. She goes, as for his tone, the pitch raising for him is not antagonistic, but very likely a tone shift of that much akin to what your parents shifted to when they would be angry when you were growing up. For me, my mother would shift into the shrill shriek of a tone at her apex that literally shuts down my ears. I'm lucky in that the sound is really hard for others to reproduce, but the times it has happened, bam, I feel instantly attacked or feel fearful of the surrounding situation. So he's one whose tone shift is a plea to be heard with more credibility. And to you, the same tone shift likely has only been heard in a negative sense, anger or reprimand. Holy shit. Miss Crisley, thank you so much for that. Yeah, that's probably it. You're probably sounding like someone in my life. Maybe you sound like you.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, does it have to be someone
else? You remind me of you.
Dude, there's been so many times in our friendship where your tone has gone so stern with me over the littlest things.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to this. I don't know who you are anymore because now you're like this Zen Buddhist, live at St. Louis girl.
I changed since I moved back home?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We just aren't around each other anymore, Andrew. So I don't have this buildup of, I don't know that I've changed. I mean, that's really nice to hear. I'm so glad that you think I'm Zen right now. I don't feel it.
So when you get like upset that you think I'm bringing down this, or bringing up my voice, like I'm some kind of mean parent telling you to clean your fucking room. I don't hear it. And I'm used to our banter being more a little confrontational in the past. And so I'm not used to like this, like, I don't understand why you're yelling, Andrew. I'm so chill now.
Oh, right. Like you're just going back to our old dynamic, which is like kind of combative back and forth silliness where we're kind of joking, but not. And I'm just like now like this, like, don't, let's not fight.
Yeah, okay. Make love, peace. Look, I'm down with this new friendship. If you,
no, I'm still a bitch. I want to be.
No. You could be completely
slide right back into that. No, there's just something about it that ticked me off. But I'm gonna be more aware of it and not because it feels weird lashing out at you. Oh, and then someone said to me, "You'll like this." Let me see if I found it. Someone said to me, I heard the podcast this morning. Oh, and Andrew did shift his voice. It went up to a 9.5. I said, thank you. He said, no prob, just so he knows. I listened to it 5 times. I needed to be fair. Okay. And then another person said, I'm going to take Andrew's side because he gets the short end of most arguments, but his tone could definitely be a little triggering. And then also I couldn't find it, but someone earlier today said, will you please be nicer to him? And I said, I can't.
Yeah. So. Well, but then how am I the bad guy in this?
No, you're not the bad guy. I'm admitting like I did get triggered by that and I snapped at you, and that's not kind to do to someone who's doing my podcast as a favor to me and as a guest. So I'm going to be more gracious to you. And I had a really good time. Let me just give you a little plug here. Had a great time last night watching you on your speed dates on Instagram Live, which you do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I really recommend it at 11 p.m. Eastern. I watched you go on some dates with girls. I had to stop watching because I had to go do a podcast at like 11 at night, which was ridiculous. And I kept my parents up because I was laughing too loud and it was, they were trying to sleep. But anyway, your dates were awesome. What happened? You said there was a good date at the end?
Yeah. So one girl, so I go out on like probably 7 to 8 dates a night. Mm-hmm. And it's speed dating. They're 3 minutes. Sometimes they go longer. Sometimes I wish they went shorter. But this girl came on. You saw that one where I didn't realize it was a second date because I've been on so many dates.
Yeah. Why would you ever remember her? No, you didn't need, you were like, I'm so embarrassed. She didn't even care. She was like, I'm not wearing glasses. And she had zit cream all over her face the last time you were on the date. And she didn't say that she had been like, there's no way that you would recognize her.
I'm with you there.
So you started twitching and moving back and forth because you were so nervous that you didn't recognize her. Like it was some, that it spoke ill of you, but who cares?
Yeah, I mean,
that's a part of the rule. You're not supposed to do on 2 dates. She requested twice. That was on her. She was awesome, I thought.
Yeah, she was very cool. And the last girl literally came on and was like, there's no way I can compete with what I just saw. So that's kind of tough because the girls, it's kind of like if you were on The Bachelor and the girls actually saw the dates beforehand.
Yes.
Which changes a lot.
They're all like, they all kind of compliment each other. They're like, the last girl was pretty great. Like they're all, that tends to be what happens. All the girls raging, they're all the same age. They're all fans of like Giggly Squad, right? Hannah and Paige.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mostly, yeah, they're all gigglers or whatever they call themselves. Okay, so what happened on the last?
And so then the last girl was like, you know, I don't think I could compete with the girl before. And somehow it came up that she can sing well. And we started singing, Tell Me Something, Girl. Mm-hmm. Are you lonely in this one hunger? Yeah. So, and then, so that was like right off the bat. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel like all dates should start with like a game. Like a duet or some kind of like silly, like I feel like so many dates become interviews when they shouldn't be. It should just be two people doing an activity. What was really funny is the girl ended up being the cousin of another girl that I've actually talked to in real life who had a boyfriend who's now is into me because she saw that her cousin was into me.
Oh, right. Okay. So the cousin, and now are you and the cousin like talking separately?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going well and you're going to meet up?
Now I'm going to meet up with not the girl from the date, but from the girl that I've already met before.
Oh, so the cousin of the cousin.
Wait, yeah.
Not the girl from the date last night. So you're using one to make the other jealous. If a girl likes you just because her cousin likes you, I'm sorry. It's not going to work out. That girl doesn't.
No, that's not why. That's not why. We did.
You went on a date, didn't you? Didn't you go?
No, this is a different girl. But we know we shot something together. And I don't know. We have pretty good chemistry.
Sweet.
So we'll see. I recommended a threesome, but they're first cousins.
All right. You can't be doing that. I mean, you could have a threesome with your first cousin. I think that's actually a great, you know, activity for cousins to engage in.
Honestly, they're
what
both
other activities,
too, so.
Though, would you do with someone besides sing a song on a first date? Like, what people always get together and like play games or go mini golfing. I mean, like, it's not always just a sit down interview. over.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, I know. I recounted that. I was like, I was wrong about that. But yeah, okay. I do think a first date should be an activity, because
I think every first date you should sing Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper a duet. Like, that is so funny.
It really is.
It's actually a good idea.
I mean, it's, you know, when I sing, I get very nervous. So I was like very nervous about, I don't know. It felt like she was there for me, for my singing. Like, I don't know, connected us.
Do you you're actually doing these dates like there might be a love connection? You're taking them seriously?
A little bit, yeah. I think I owe it to them to do it. You know, if they live in like Tempe, Arizona, it's hard to take it seriously. But
totally.
Like that girl from last night, she lived in Jersey City.
All right, so that's not too far, I don't think.
And yeah, I don't know. She was chill. She was funny. I mean, it's not easy to come on.
Are these girls in their 20s?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking to a guy who is 11 years younger than me, and it seems like the craziest thing in the world. And it's just so fucked, the double standard there of how women cannot be that much older than guys, but it doesn't even come into play. I bet it's not even a discussion between you two.
I don't know. I feel like I was actually, for some reason, thinking about that in the shower, literally right before this, but like how DiCaprio gets destroyed for dating 20-year-olds. I mean, he still does it. He's not going to stop. And plenty of women still love him. Oh, but like,
yeah, poor DiCaprio. I didn't even think about how sad that must be to get destroyed for that all the time.
No, no.
I know what you're saying.
My point being is Demi Moore, when she hooked up with Ashton Kutcher, everyone's like, woohoo, yeah, ga-ga! You know what I mean?
No, like, they weren't. They were like, what's wrong with this young guy going for this old, like, her vagina must be on the floor, old lady with a bunch of kids. And like, yeah, no, people were like,
I thought they were championing.
Grossed out by it.
Maybe. I don't know. I just feel like that it's not, I don't think it's like, yeah, way to go, bro. Like, I don't think that's the culture as much.
Well, I don't think that's the culture. I'm just saying it's acceptable for a man. It's almost unquestioned. It's like, it's not even like a thing if a guy is dating a girl who's 10 years younger than him. But if a girl is, I mean, it's the biggest thing. And it's all about our fucking eggs. And I don't even want to have a baby. So what the fuck, who cares? Okay, I'll tell you all about the new neighborhood crush that I have. And it's not, I don't even want to call it that in case he's listening. It just might be a new friend. But I'm going to tell you about that. I have to go get Mary, and she's scratching on the door. I'll be right back. And I'll get to that story that I've been teasing all week long.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, I've got Marian, and we're back. It's me and Andrew Collin hanging out. Like I said earlier this week, I did meet someone in my neighborhood. It all came about because I was walking the dogs, and just like I do every day, please don't find where I live and come find me walking the dogs. I don't want to feel that. But I was walking the dogs, and there was like a hot guy doing a workout in his front yard. Andrew's already heard all this because I texted him right after it happened, or maybe later that night, I forget.
Yeah, you had the guy sweat in a vial at that point.
Yeah, around my ankle. Just a cute little anklet.
What do you feel when you see a shirtless man? Do you get horned up? Like a guy you think gets horned up? Or are you just like, what are you envisioning with this guy? Are you just like admiring his pecs, like working in a yard?
I think it's more like I've just been conditioned to think hot, like that, like hard bodies are hot. Like, I don't even know that it actually does anything to me. I just like, I'm like, oh, that guy takes care of his body. Like, he must take care of himself. He must have a good, he must like work hard. It just shows that someone puts in effort to themselves and cares about themselves. And it makes me be like, oh, well, I want to be like that. Or I want someone who respects themselves to like me. I guess, okay, I don't know.
You think that when a guy works out in the front yard as opposed to the backyard, that he's there's no red flags there of a front yard worker out there?
No, because I think that I think he was maybe putting on a little show and trying to get noticed, but like, thank God for that, because I wouldn't have met him otherwise. I think it's actually, you need to do stuff like that sometimes to put yourself out there. And so what it told me was that he's probably single, because that's not like a married guy thing to do, or it's a married guy thing who wants to cheat on his wife thing to do, or needs validation from others.
But I mean, it's like a real life riot. It's like a real life Tinder profile. Like,
yes.
Like, that's how you date. You just sat on your porch. You did some squats. You showed women you could sweat with your hard body, and they swiped right. And they go, oh my God, I live down the road.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. It's just as egregious as, I mean, the guys on Raya disgust me. I can't take it. Guys who are like posing like they're models and they're not, and they're like soulfully looking into the camera. It's so disgusting to me. But this guy, so I walked by him. He said, hey, first, which I liked. And then I said, hey, back. And then I was like, I was on the phone with Anya, and I go, oh my God, that guy was hot. And I thought nothing of it. That's all I said. And then I went on this like neighborhood loop. Like, I always walk the dogs on this loop, and going back around, I forgot about the guy entirely. I really did. And this huge truck passed me and like blew through a stop sign that was right next to me, missed me by like 2 feet, but I had the dogs with me. I mean, it was crazy. And it was this big ass truck where like, you don't even need, he's like not towing anything except his ego everywhere he goes. And I just go, stop. There's a stop sign, like in a quiet neighborhood. Like, I live in a quiet, but I had just gone to the Black Lives Matter protest earlier in the day. So I was used to like screaming and feeling really free to scream. So I was screaming Black Lives Matter at this guy. No, I wasn't. I was screaming no justice, no peace, no racist police.
I'm trying to look at a hard body.
Yeah. No, I forgot about the guy. I want to be very clear. I would not have done this if I knew the hot guy was still standing there. But as soon as the car blew past and drove away, I was left there screaming. I was still on the phone with Anya. So she was freaked out, because all of a sudden I started screaming, slow down, there are kids. And then, it was quiet because the car drove away. And then the guy just goes, I just turned, and all of a sudden he's there, like standing right where he was before. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, it was really embarrassing because I looked crazy. And he goes, no, that was cool, or something like that. And I was like,
lifting at this point?
What?
Is he still doing curls?
No, he was just kind of like in between, like, different workouts. I don't even know. And he was just standing there glistening and like, like
hard body.
Yeah. Good bod. I couldn't really see his face, but like decent face from what I could tell. And then I got closer and I was like, oh, he's cute. And then we kind of had this weird exchange, because I was still on the phone with Anya, where it was just kind of like, oh yeah, people are always, you know, flying by. And I was like, yeah, it's weird. And then I walked past and I was like, God damn it. Like, he was so cute. He clearly wanted to like chat me up. And I was dressed pretty cute. Like, I looked pretty cute for, it was Sunday. It was Saturday. Doesn't matter. But I looked cute. Thank God. Cause I usually dress like shit just around the house and walking the dog. And I went home and I was on my front porch and I was just talking to Anya, and I was like, why did I do that? Like, why do I always freak out whenever like a cute boy wants to talk to me? I run away. Like, I do it all the time. I can't handle, I'm so confident on stage and on podcasts and everything. But like, when I am talking to a boy that I potentially have a crush on, I get so awkward. I'm terrible at it. I really have realized that about myself. And I was just beating myself up. And Anya was like, just, you know, go back on your bike, like go by. And I'm like, I can't. It's literally, he lives like a block away, just down the street. And I was like, I can't. He saw me pass twice with the dogs. What am I supposed to do? And then my dad came home from the store and he was walking. And I was like, Dad, do you know the story with that house down the road? And he was like, I think some people, he was like, yeah, some people live there. And I was like, oh, good. Thanks for that insight. People live in that house. Like, I see a guy mowing the lawn. And I go, is it an older guy or a younger guy? He goes, I think it's an older guy. I'm like, okay, so either that's a son, or that's like, you know, a son-in-law. I'm like, everyone in this fucking neighborhood's married. So I didn't think that anything of it really. But I was like, God, I felt like he wanted to talk to me. Like I could just feel a vibe. So then I was like, Dad, will you walk by again with me? This is like 10 minutes later after I walked by. It's like, will you walk by again with me? And he was like, yeah, I'll go. And because my parents are really trying to help me like find someone and get over my fear of men. And like, they really feel bad for me not having any like potential partners around or any kind of social life. So my dad was like, I'll go. So we go back out and we walk past and
put heels on
out there. What?
I love the idea of you putting heels on and perming your hair. And you're like, oh, just me. It's me again.
No, if anything, I was wearing a baseball cap, dirty hair. I had no makeup on. I had heart-shaped sunglasses that I bought on my birthday because they made me feel like a teenager. So these big heart-shaped sunglasses. I mean, I was wearing a Taylor Swift shirt. To say that I looked good before is ridiculous, but I had just sprayed this tanning stuff on my legs. So my legs looked like really tan and good. And I was wearing short shorts. So like that looked good. So then we walk by and he's still out there. And I was suddenly, I panicked. I was like, oh no, this is so weird. Let's go back. And my dad was like, and so the guy goes, are you going to go after that? Are you going to find the guy? And I was like, yeah, we're going after him. Like, mock, like pretending like I'm showing my dad where the incident happened. And then my dad, well, I thought we were just going to keep walking because I was like, come on, Dad, let's go. This is too much. And
you
chalk
an outline of a truck.
Like, what?
This is where the crime happened, Dad.
Yeah.
If you look here, you'll see the chalk of a semi-truck.
Yeah, it really was like me. It was just ridiculous. There's no reason for me to show my dad where I yelled at a man who blew through a stop sign. Like, who cares? It was just a dumb idea. And then my dad goes, so what are you doing? What are you, got a quarantine workout going? Like, my dad came up with the best line, which got the guy to come over and talk to us. We talked about working out. We talked about the local fitness place that we all go to in town. And I said I couldn't even talk. Like, I got so nervous because he was cute and like nice. And then he was like, I'll just walk with you guys. And so he just started walking with us, which is so cute that he just offered to walk with us. Because his dog was freaking out inside because we were out in front. And he started walking with us. Within 5 steps, he says he's 25. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then I just like got calm and like didn't care because I knew that my dad knew. Like, it was a little bit like, I was embarrassed that my dad knew that I thought this guy was cute. Like, that's just embarrassing when your parents know you have like a boner for someone. So then I heard he was 25, I was like relaxed because I was like, oh, there's no chance this is going to happen. I'm 36. So then we walked. And he like told us his life story, which was actually really interesting. And then we walk back around. We're like dropping him back off at his house. And he's like, so what's your story? And my dad's like, she's a famous comedian. She's been on this and this and this. And like lists all my thing. And the guy's like, whoa. And so now he's like, I want to come see you perform, which I'm going to be performing in St. Louis. You can come to the show next week. It's at Helium in the Galleria Wednesday, the 17th. If you want to come, you can get tickets, Helium, just Google it, in St. Louis. I'm doing one show, maybe going to add others if they sell out, but I don't know. I feel weird about all of it. Also going to be in Nashville, July 10th and 11th with Andrew Collin at Zany's in Nashville. Tickets available now. But he since then, we've been like texting a ton. But
he didn't ask for your number then, right? He DM'd you on Instagram?
He DM'd me and was like, I can't believe this. And then I think he watched like everything I've ever done in one night with his family, which is awkward because it's, you know, a lot about me talking about blowjobs. And yeah, and then it started getting flirty almost like right away. And then by the next night, it was like super flirty. And now he wants to hang out. Now I'm like, oh my God, there's a precedent of flirt. So I can't even handle it. Also, he's 25. And I even told him, I was like, I was a senior in high school when you were in first grade. Like, let's wrap our heads around that.
That's such a weird way to tell people things like that.
It's the truth.
I know, but that's not, like, the older you get, the shorter the time. They're adults. I love when people do that. You were -7 when I was 12, and it's like, what does that have to do with anything?
It has a lot to do with things, I think.
I love the idea too of him watching like everything you do with his parents. It's like, you know, they start with like your Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, then they watch, you know, maybe your Fallon, and then they slowly just like Then they see if your dad and your mom's done anal. Like, it just goes. Dude. It just, like.
He started with my degenerate special, and he showed me a picture of his dad watching, and his dad just looked like totally, like, just almost, like, unaffected by it. Like, kind of. And then I saw his dad later. I drove past, and his dad was, like, mowing the lawn. And I was like, that guy started this morning off watching me talk about fucking swallowing cum.
Having cum in your body. Yeah, kind bar. Kind cum.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So I don't know. I'm going to hang out with him. Last night he took his trash out and, like, said, he was like, I'm about to take my trash out. I'm going to yodel. See if you can hear me. Because we literally live a block away. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. And he came. He goes, did you hear me? And I go, I didn't go outside. What are you talking about? No. Sure. But he's just, like, very nice and very 25. But I don't know what that means. I mean, I honestly feel like I'm 17 again. But you know what he did say? He said a thing that I hate that when younger guys say. He goes, I think you could teach me. Maybe you could teach me a thing or two. And with, like, some, like, those emoji eyes of, like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guarantee you I can't. Like, I hate that anyone might think that I think I know what I'm doing with sex. I haven't had sex in over a year. And I don't have
Is it an age thing, or is it a, like, an experience thing?
I think he's like, you have more experience with me. Yeah. Ooh, you can teach me something. And I'm like, yeah, I can teach you about,
how to tan.
I don't even know what I have any information I have to get.
Tanning.
What?
Tanning.
Spray tanning. Yeah.
Facials.
What?
Product. I'm just thinking of all the things you're great at.
I know. It's so sad.
It is so sad when you think about what you could teach someone and I got nothing either. I mean, I guess lacrosse, sports.
Oh, I thought you were going to say LaCroix. I was like, I could teach people about LaCroix. Yeah, you could teach sports. I can't teach literally anything. I mean, comedy,
Running.
Running? I mean, doesn't everyone know how to do that? Just pretend you're being chased? People, like, you don't need to learn running. And I don't have any, like, special skills on running. Although I did run 13.1 miles.
Yeah, a half a marathon, a quarter of a 70-mile run.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, exactly.
A quarter of a double marathon.
It was nice having you here, Andrew. Thanks for joining me. I'm sure you'll be back here again for the podcast.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm glad we didn't have any moments of conflict.
Just one.
Yeah.
But it was off air.
Okay. All right. Well, let's say it without any tone except just total appreciation for one another. Squirt, squirt.
Yakpot. Yakpot, friend.
Yakpot, friend.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.